Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. I am still your host, Phil Recheck. In this season, I'm doing something a little different. I'm trying to become a better public speaker by writing and recording a new speech every day for 30 days and posting it to YouTube. This is the audio version of that attempt that I'm calling a Speak 30 Challenge. But as always, I'm trying to make the world a better place, one conversation at a time. Hello, and welcome to Speak 30 Challenge. This is day 23. I call this one Grateful for Josephine. What mythological or literary or even historical figure best defines Josephine? This is a really difficult one for me to determine. Not because she doesn't have amazing and admirable qualities, but in so many of the female heroines or protagonists that are out there, there's often like this taint of that they just have faults to such a degree that I couldn't choose them. I mean, think about the Greek gods. They're constantly squabbling and petty. So they wouldn't be good picks for Josie. That's not her. When I finally actually picked someone, I decided on someone, I thought, that's perfect. The fictional character that I think best defines Josie would be the superhero Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is that somewhat stoic helper of all. In addition to the traits that I'm going to mention, as Josie's father, I'm sure I would share the feelings of Wonder Woman's father. Who would that be? I guess Mr. Woman, maybe? With a wish that our daughters would maybe spend a little bit less time, you know, constantly monitoring the global networks, presumably, I guess, on the lookout for evildoers. But, and I think we'd also both wish that when they're out fighting crime, they would make sure they fully cover their midriff. But that's just a dad thing. I want to talk about some other qualities that I think Wonder Woman has that Josie also shares. The first would be wisdom. Wonder Woman comes from an ancient island with powerful, beautiful, wise women. Her origin story, as I understand it, is one that involves her leaving the island to share her strength and wisdom with the world. Now, Josie shares this level of wisdom. From an early age, she did the work. She's never needed to be poked or prodded into doing her schoolwork, homework, or whatever it comes to school. She has always done the work to the best of her ability because it was the right thing to do. She's also not afraid to challenge herself intellectually. For example, last year, she took AP US History, one of the more difficult classes that the high school offers, not because she has a deep love for the subject, but because her brother had taken the class and she would not be outdone by him. And because she wanted the challenge of doing something hard herself. Another quality that Wonder Woman shares is honesty. I remember the classic version of Wonder Woman when I was growing up. One of her greatest weapons was the magic lasso. When she would catch somebody in the magic lasso, they would be forced to tell the truth. For Wonder Woman to be able to recognize the truth, she needed to know the truth and, more importantly, to live the truth. This is a quality that I see in Josie. Josie's honest. She lives her honesty. Parents worry about their kids. Often we worry that there is something wrong even when nothing is wrong. With Josie, if there's a problem that she needs our assistance on, she'll let us know. If there's not a problem, or there's a problem on a scale that she can handle, she's not going to let us know. This is sometimes difficult as a parent when we want to straighten every curve or mow down every obstacle. That is not what she needs. This all starts with a commitment to being honest. I'm not talking about brutal honesty here. I'm talking about not knowingly saying something false. There is an understanding that the world does not need to hear every rambling thought that pops into her head, especially not her parents. Wonder Woman is a superhero that leads by example. She's not loud or flashy or overly egotistical. Look at her mode of transportation. It's an invisible jet. It's not a neon pink jet that shouts, "Wonder Woman is here to save the day." This is who Josie is. She's not shy. She does not shy away from leadership opportunities. Her role in student council, youth leadership, National Honor Society, multi-year captain of her tennis team are proof of that. As parents, we never have to say, "Josie, you should go seek some leadership opportunities." The opportunities present themselves and she takes them. It's really easy to sign up for these roles and then not do anything, just so they look good on a college application. When Josie signs up for a role, you can trust that she will complete the task, whatever it is. Even if it's something that doesn't receive any praise or recognition, leadership, like integrity, is what happens or gets completed when no one else is watching. I always thought Wonder Woman has a bad superhero name. It's basically just two descriptors. But I imagine Wonder Woman really wouldn't care much what you call her. It's not what gets said that matters as much as what gets done. Josie is a doer. Josie is a wonderful young woman. And like her superhero alter ego, she can be judged by her qualities of wisdom, honesty, and quiet leadership. This Thanksgiving, I am grateful for my daughter, Josephine. Thank you.